Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I've been looking forward to the conversation that we're about to have right now. Once I heard we were going to be talking to Sean Drone of the San Francisco 49ers, all of a sudden, he is your starting Niner running back. It's amazing the players that are involved in this team that weren't in the picture at all at the beginning of the season, and that's what sports is. It's a next man up league, the NFL more than any other league around sports. Each and every Thursday we go inside the 49ers locker room. Thanks to Jeep Marin, stop in during the Jeep celebration event at Jeep Marin. And inside the Niner locker room today, we get to say hello to Sean Drone here on 95.7 The Game. Sean, thanks an awful lot. I'm Damon Bruce. Glad to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm great, man. I'm blessed. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks so much for coming on today. There's no doubt, man, you are a real feel-good story in terms of someone who had an opportunity to knock on a lot of teams' doors and were told, you know, hey, you're good, but not good enough. And
right.
It's amazing. It's amazing how situations develop players as much as their own work ethic does, as much as the coaching you've received does, and you're in a situation now where you're getting reps and you're making the most of them. So congratulations. It's got to feel
good.
Thank
you, sir. Yeah, it feels good, man. I'm blessed to have this opportunity, and, you know, I'm just thankful for, you know, everybody, you know, having me welcome on, and, you know, as far as the team, the organization, the coaches. So no greater feeling right now.
You're signed by the Redskins as a free agent out of 2011, out of the University of North Carolina. By the way, we'll ask you about your Tar Heels here in just a little second, Sean. But it's Redskins. Redskins, Chiefs, Ravens, Colts, Bears, Chargers, Browns. And like I said, now you're with the 49ers. Who was the first guy to welcome you in the locker room? Who was the first guy to embrace you in that locker room?
You know what? I played with Torrey in Baltimore. And I actually trained with Navarro back in 2012 and 2013 when I was living in Maryland. So I knew Navarro, and I actually played with Glenn Dorsey. So I knew a couple guys already, but they were actually some of the first guys I actually seen, matter of fact, when I first came, because, you know, once the workout was over, you know, they had me in the locker room. So I talked with those guys. When I first got in.
How difficult is it to join a team in week 9 when basically the whole thing is put together and now you're the last ingredient added to the puzzle? What's it like to come into a team that is, you know, having a challenging year halfway through it? Do you feel like you're playing catch up the minute you hit the ground?
Pretty much. I mean, like you said, the scheme is already in. They know, you know, their identity, they know who they are. And, you know, you just have to try to find your happy medium with where they are, you know what I mean? So, you know, and learning the offense is a whole another story. So it wasn't too difficult. Like I said, I've been, you know, being on different teams have kind of molded me and, you know, shaped me into the player that I am. And I've gotten lots of great coaches throughout, you know, my experience and, you know, a lot of different schemes. So, you know, just picking different things up from different schemes have help me out from that aspect.
Sean Drone, 49ers starting running back here on 95.7 The Game. Sean, what were you doing the day the 49ers called you and said they wanted you on an airplane? Where were you when you got that call?
I was actually still in Cleveland. I was sitting on the couch watching Sunday night football. I actually watched the Niners that Sunday, and, you know, just so having to get that call, I was actually watching football when they called, and then, you know, my agent called me and said, you know, pack your bags, going to San Fran. I jumped up off the couch, ran through the house, and my wife was clueless what was going on. She's like, you know, what happened? You know, and because my agent's name is Sean, I said, what's up, Sean? And then when I ran, she pretty much knew what it was. So I was in Cleveland at an apartment that I leased, and packed up and I was on the plane. They called me at like 6:30. I was on the plane by 9. So it was a quick turnaround.
So you're fast in more than one. You're fast to pack. You're fast behind the line of scrimmage. You get ready to go fast. That's what you kind of have to do, I guess, as a running back.
Right. Well, what's funny, we you know, once I got released, you know, I'm not new to that game, so you know, we already packed the house up, anticipating a new call from a team. So we were pretty much packed, but my wife had the hard job. I already had a suitcase packed just in case. So all I had to do was grab my suitcase and phone and wallet and head out the door. But she had to pack, you know, the kids, figure out what we were going to send back to North Carolina and those things, what she was going to bring to San Fran. So she had the hard job. Hats off to my wife.
Yeah, well, you know, I want to, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask you a question. Is it tough on your relationship with all the moving around that you've had to do? I don't like having to plan a picnic once or twice a year to move around as much as you had. What's that like on a relationship? It's got to be tough to be married to a professional athlete.
Well, you know what? You have to have a special someone that really understands, you know, the nature of the business. And she learned, you know, it happened. She was actually pretty mad at me when I was in Kansas City. And, you know, I got released from the Redskins, and I'm like, you know, I don't want you to come up, move your whole life up here in Kansas City and something happened. And she was upset about it, and she didn't understand why I was, you know, basically not letting her come with me. But, you know, she understood by and by, you know, all the things I've been through. So she understood, you know, the nature of the business and why I did what I did as far as, you know, having her stay where she was and me being somewhere.
Sean Drone of the 49ers here. You know, it's got to be an incredible challenge to sit there and be so close to something that you've worked so hard for, but you still have trouble cracking rosters, getting the opportunity that you work hard for.
Absolutely.
Was there ever a moment of doubt? Was there ever a moment of doubt in your mind? Did you ever, you know, have that dinner with your wife where you say, look, you know, if it doesn't catch on here, mm-hmm. we might have to look in another direction. I might have to look in another direction. It's got to be very tough.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, especially when you're the provider, you know what I mean? So you can't sit around and wait for things to happen. You know, you have to – I mean, faith is – I had to have faith that, you know, God would put me in the right situation. And, you know, it was hard. My faith has gotten stronger since then. But, you know, I definitely have to, you know, learn that, you know, things will happen eventually. And, you know, they did. So, you know, I am where I am now, so, you know, I'm happy.
You and Blaine Gabbert are both getting huge chances that no one envisioned at the beginning of the season. This was not the plan, yet here we are. Have the two of you talked about how important it is for the both of you to make the most of this opportunity? You know, the two of you guys have been waiting. Now you got it. Have the two of you talked about it?
Yeah, I mean, it wasn't the fact that we talked about, you know, we had to really make the most of it, because that's a given. I mean, it's the next man up mentality in this league, and if you're not getting the job, then somebody else will, or they'll find somebody else that will. We're talking about, you know, just the fact that it happened, and, you know, we actually got opportunity to do what we've been wanting to do, you know, for so long, and, you know, the opportunity finally presented itself, and, you know, we definitely have to take it and run with it and see what happens.
No pun intended. He does take it and he does run with it. We're talking with Sean Drone of the 49ers. How about this? I thought that this was pretty impressive, man, that since joining the team, and you only joined the team in week 9, you ranked second in the NFL among running backs. You got 17 catches, and that includes guys who were even playing during the bye week when you weren't playing.
Oh, wow.
Did you say to yourself, you know, there's a lot of guys who can just run it, but catching the ball out of the backfield is like a new wrinkle to the passing game that this team desperately needed. As soon as they signed you, I looked at your numbers, and I'm like, this guy catches the ball out of the backfield. That's why he's here. Reggie Bush was supposed to be that guy. He got hurt. You're Reggie Bush 2.0. You're the new Reggie Bush.
I was having a new ready, but I'm Sean Drone still. I mean, I definitely, you know, feel like I bring the aspect to the offense, and you know, the coaches have done a great job of actually, you know, involving me in the past game. You know, I feel like that's a strength of mine, and hats off to Blaine. I mean, because great quarterbacks. I mean, a lot of quarterbacks are looking for the deep ball, looking for, you know, the gusto, and you know, their receivers, but. You know, a real good quarterback, a savvy quarterback, is going to try to keep the drive alive with the running back going out of the backfield on short routes. And, you know, they got most of the time these guys are open, and, you know, quarterbacks don't usually hit them. But Blaine is doing a great job of doing that and recognizing, you know, the defense. And, when those guys are dropping out of there, you know, you have an underneath throw with your check down with your running back. And hats off to him. I mean, if he doesn't get it to me, I don't get those catches. So that's Blaine.
What is Jim Tomsula like as a coach? We all have our theories. What is he really like?
Man, he's a down-home guy. I mean, he's just a player coach. I mean, you know, he wasn't there always. So, you know, I think it's a learning curve for everybody, you know, once you hear something new. But he's definitely a great coach. He does a great job of communicating with guys, you know, really, really trying to look out for us. So, you know, only a player can definitely respect that and appreciate it, you know, the way he is. And he's a straight to the point type of guy. You know, he's not the rah-rah, you know, like the deep speech type of dude, but he gets his point across and he's a straight to the point guy. So, you know, you got to respect it. I like the coach.
When you look at the Chicago Bears game tape, what's the first thing that jumps out at you from a defensive standpoint? What are you preparing for?
I'm preparing for a big game like I do every game. I mean, it's not even, you know, about them, but, you know, they definitely have some guys up front that can rush the passer, some stout guys in the middle also. And they got, you know, Kyle Fuller. He's a young player, but he's a good, savvy player. And their backers, they can cover well. They got guys that can run. So, you know, it's not all about, you know, the other team. It's about us doing what we do and trying to make our offense go.
Now, you are from the University of North Carolina, so I got to ask you.
Absolutely. Go Heels.
Do you know Harrison Barnes?
I don't know him because he was, I believe – Yeah, he was there. I think he might have been a freshman when I was a senior or something like that. But
yeah, I was about to say you graduated in 2010-11, right? There might have been a little crossover there.
Yeah, a little crossover. Yeah, I graduated. And I left. I graduated in 10, but I left in my first year was 11.
Okay.
So. Yeah.
Well, you
I don't know him that good, but you know, we're here, so we're related.
No, absolutely. Oh, it's the tar that binds you. I totally understand.
You
know,
you got it.
We have Harrison on. We talk to him every week, and I asked him if his heels had a shot against Clemson, and he was almost upset when I asked him that. He thought it was disrespectful, like I was just denying
Man.
The heels. Right, so let me ask you, are the Tar Heels going to shock the world against Clemson this Saturday?
Yeah. They're going to shock the world. They're not going to shock the Tar Heels fans. We know what it is. You know, they're talking upset, but you know, it'll be us on top at the end of the day. Go Heels.
Go Heels. Go Sean Drone, and hopefully you and the Niners can get to Chicago and get back on an airplane feeling good before you come on home. It was announced today that the band Coldplay would be performing at halftime of Super Bowl 50. Do you have any Coldplay on your iPod?
No Coldplay, no One Play. I don't know what Coldplay is. You real with you? So I'm not going to front like I do. It sounds
well,
like
there's none on mine
like
either.
Tom Rathman will listen to.
Really? Rathman might be a Coldplay guy, huh?
He said, I asked him the other day, matter of fact, yesterday, I said, Coach, what type of music? I'm a music guy. I don't have a favorite. I just like music, was his response. So
well, then you should. Now, what is your go-to when you do get in your car and drive home tonight and something comes up on your iPad? It won't be Coldplay, but it might be who?
I'm an R&B gospel type of guy. I mean, I listen to rap, you know, as a change up. And sure. You know, once I'm jamming with my kids, they love to dance. So I like the little Tank. You ever heard of Tank? He's an R&B singer.
No, that's all my R&B's like. Oh, like I'm still like caught up in like Otis Redding. Like that's
Otis
my
Redding.
R&B.
I mean, I'm an old school guy too. So you know, I throw a little Temps up there too. A little Temptation.
Hey,
yeah, I got you.
You know, Sean, I got to be honest with you. When the Niners were picking you up, we didn't know much about you. And
of course.
We've been watching you play for the last few weeks. And I tell you, man, you look like you absolutely belong on that field. Hopefully Carlos Thanks. Hyde can join you back there and you guys can
absolutely.
Provide this team a good, solid running game going forward for the rest of the year. You sure could use one. I know Blaine Gabbert could use one.
Absolutely. A two-headed monster is, you know, what a team needs. I'll be glad when he does come back. I when I first got here, you know, I commended him how well he was doing. He's a great player. He plays hard and tough. So, yeah, hopefully he can come back and we, you know, get something going if the Niners say the same. So we'll see what happens.
Thanks a lot, Sean. It was nice talking to you, man. Good luck against Chicago, and happy
Thanks,
holidays
sir.
To you and yours.
Same to you. Same to you.
Thank you very much.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.